The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the Ring-Tailed Lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price tool, the neighbor who baked you banana bread, only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Javon Davis. We're going to talk to Javon about what she currently does as a cheerleader for the NFL's New Orleans Saints. We ask her what's it like to be a member of the Saintsations. We also ask her about her entrepreneurial endeavors and so much more. Javon is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party...
Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear from me, four-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, on the Data Brilliant podcast from Data Leaders, Click. I talk to Click's Joe Dos Santos about the role of data in my running career and in my business today as I help prepare future athletes. Tune in to hear us as we discuss the psychological and personal qualities needed to be a champion and how data can help you recognize what it takes to win. Search Data Brilliant on your preferred podcast platform to listen now.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price tool, the neighbor who baked you banana bread, only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? Mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushu pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Indeed, go Saints all the way. And, of course, that's a song that's honoring the NFL's New Orleans Saints. And on the program now, we'd like to welcome someone that knows the ins and outs of being an NFL cheerleader. She is a member of the New Orleans Saints cheerleading squad, affectionately known as the Saintsations. Let's welcome her to the program, Javon Davis. Hello, Javon. How's everything?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited to be here, and thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it, Javon. Being an NFL cheerleader is a lot of hard work, and a lot of people don't understand the ins and outs of it. But before we talk more about that, how did you become a Saintsation?
That is an awesome question. I've been dancing since I was very little. So I've always wanted to become a professional dancer. But as you might know, I'm also a chemist and a business owner. So juggling everything was extremely difficult. But what's so awesome about being an NFL cheerleader is that all of us are professionals in our careers and professional dancers. So it was just a really good, perfect fit for the stage of my life and everything that I want to accomplish. I found out about it and actually through a friend who's already on the team, and I was really nervous, and she said, no, go for it. I think you'd be awesome for it, and I went for it, and here I am now, and I'm loving it.
Rightfully so. I'm going through your bio. You have an extensive resume. You received professional training not only in ballet but also in modern dance at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, also some very prestigious organizations with the New Orleans Ballet Association, the Debbie Allen Dance Company, the Boston Conservatory, and the Texas Ballet Theater, just to name a few. Do you think that training helped you to become an NFL cheerleader, or are they worlds apart?
That is a great question, and thank you for that. It definitely prepared me. We actually do a lot of technical skills, learning choreography extremely fast, becoming extremely flexible and fit. I mean, all of that goes into being a cheerleader, and I'm glad that you mentioned that a lot of people don't realize how hard it is, because I think, you know, just with the sequins and makeup and hair, it kind of looks like it's easy, but we practice really, really hard. And even when we're not practicing, we're still practicing. As a matter of fact, after this, I'm headed to practice with some of my friends to prepare for a practice tomorrow. So all of those dance styles definitely help. You know, ballet and modern are definitely the fundamentals of all dance styles. So it's important to have a good knowledge of that so you can just build on it and become a well-rounded dancer.
I want to ask you about the auditioning process to be a member of the Saint Satians. I know being, you know, in the world of cheerleading and dancing, it's very competitive, and it's so many ladies and some men that audition for these type of squads, but it's only a few spots. Do you remember what the auditioning process was like?
Oh, definitely. And I don't know if people know this, but we also have to audition every year. So even though you may have secured your spot the first year, you still have to audition every time after that. So it is extremely competitive. This year was super different because of COVID. Typically, it'll last about a week or two, but this season's audition process, my goodness, I think it was a good 3 months long. It was really, really long and intense. We learned sideline routines. We learned two dance styles. We learned across the floor combinations. It was really intense. So the first chunk of routines we learned, we submitted via video. That was the first cut. Then we submitted more things. That was another cut. We submitted solos. That was another cut. We have to do interviews. We have to do an NFL test where we have to know about all of the players, all of the teams in the NFL, the different divisions, things in the organization, in the Saints organization, like different names with HR and whomever. So we really go through a lot and a lot of cuts before they make their final selection. So even beyond dance, I mean, you have to make it past the interview. You have to make it past, you know, an NFL test. And it's a lot of work. It's definitely a lot of work and very competitive.
Wow, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. In order to you audition every year to be a part of a squad such as the Saint Satians, and then they test you on NFL knowledge. I learned something new. I was not aware of that. But let's kind of get into the dancing process. We know that New Orleans is a city that's full of flavor, and it's very rich on arts and culture. And you talk, of course, dancing is a part of what you've done for so many years and what you continue to do as a member of the Saint Satians. Are there any New Orleans element? Well, I know, of course, there's a lot of New Orleans elements, but does your coach or do you or any members of the squad take on any New Orleans style dances and incorporate it into routines for the home games?
Yeah, I love that question. And yes, so I'm a New Orleans native, so born and raised here. You know, I went to college out of the state, but definitely love New Orleans so much. So we do incorporate a lot of that. We have different sideline routines to specific New Orleans songs. For example, every time we win, we go back on the field and we do a routine by a song called Casanova, which if you're from New Orleans, you already know what that song is. It's a really fun second line song. You might hear it at the end of weddings or, you know, parties. And we have a whole routine based on that. So we have about four staples with the Saint Stations that we use every year, and they are specifically choreographed to New Orleans theme songs. Even more so than that, we have something called a pregame routine, where before every game, the Saint Stations will come out on their own. They'll do like a 4 to 5 minute long routine, which is really tough because we utilize the entire field, so it's a lot of traveling and jumping. But we incorporate a bunch of New Orleans mixes of songs that reference New Orleans. So that's something really fun that we do at the very beginning to pump up the crowd. And then, like I said, we close out with Casanova. But every time we score a touchdown or a field goal or anything, you know, we have a New Orleans song that we're dancing to. So it's very fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's stay with New Orleans dancing for a moment. Just there's a lot of artists that are very iconic with the city. Of course, there's Big Freedia and there's DJ Jubilee that are part of the subgenre of rap music called bounce. Have you guys incorporated Freedia or maybe Jubilee into any of the routines as far as with an emceeing situation in a typical routine?
Yes, we did. So we did two dances last season, one called Ball, which was a mashup, and then another song called My Type. And we incorporated some bounce songs in there, too. And, of course, that was our favorite part in the mix. So our coach is extremely, extremely talented in mixing songs. Like, honestly, she can mix some of the best songs I've ever heard in my dance career. So she will mix in a lot of bounce songs, a lot of New Orleans songs to add some nice flavor, which is really cool. Even for our pregame, she'll ask us to submit New Orleans songs that we're familiar with to incorporate that in like a pregame song or things like that. So, you know, she really does a good job making sure she incorporates some songs. And I think year by year, they're adding more and more to the library, which is really nice.
Awesome to hear. Now let's move along now to what's a typical week like in preparation leading up to game day?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. A lot of water. Water is extremely important because, you know, you have to stay hydrated for the game. What people may not realize is that we get there really early. So if a game doesn't start until like 1:30, we will have to get there like around 7 practicing. So even leading up to that week, we know, you know, that that's going to be a really long and intense day. So we are hydrating a lot, stretching regularly. We have scheduled practices 2 days a week, but then we'll have an extra practice closer to the game called our field day practice, where we go into the inside stadium and we mark positions and go over everything full out again. Yeah, a lot of making sure you're watching what you're eating, because it all directly affects how you'll perform on game day. Even small things like just making sure your bag is packed. We pack all of our uniforms at one time, so we have a bunch of uniforms that we can change into, and we always make a wardrobe change towards the second half of the game. But we bring everything, so you have to make sure you have your palms, your practice palms. We have like maybe 3 or 4 different pairs of shoes. We have to make sure all of that is packed. But it's a lot. I mean, and like I said, even practicing outside of practice just to make sure you feel comfortable. One thing about performing is the better you prepare, the best it'll look. So as long as you're preparing and you feel, you know, you feel ready on game day, then by the time you're performing on game day, it'll look amazing. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I can imagine that. How often do you and the members of the squad devote time to strength and conditioning? Because I know on some NFL cheerleading squads, there's a certain amount of time that they devote to strength and conditioning and cardio and the whole nine yards. And you mentioned about practices take place 2 days a week. So how much time is devoted to the strength and conditioning aspect of it?
I love these questions. When we first joined the team in the summer, we have an intense boot camp. So we are doing a lot of running, a lot of conditioning. We have fitness workshops. We have a nutritionist that we meet with to give us some realistic goals, making sure, you know, we're eating right and just at our best, really. And even throughout the season, we're practicing, and practices last like 4 to 5 hours per practice, where before we even start, there's a long stretch process. We work out, and then we, you know, go over routines or our learning routines. I remember I was interested in getting, well, first I didn't find a purpose for an Apple Watch before I joined the team, and a lot of my friends on the team said, no, it's a good idea. And I got it, and, you know, we would measure over 1,000 calories per practice. So, I mean, we are really getting it in for that time, and that doesn't even include, like I said, field practice, and God only knows how many calories we burn come game day. You know, like I said, we'll get there like 6:37 in the morning. The game is at 1 something, and we may not leave until like 5, right? And we're like dancing the whole time. So we definitely have to make sure we're conditioned, and even outside of practice, just exercising on our own. I know some girls have a personal trainer. Some girls and guys, too, you know, they work out on their own, or they follow routines on YouTube or things like that just to keep up with everything. And it's kind of different now with COVID. We have to be more creative, but we are definitely being creative and making sure we stay in shape.
Rightfully so. And again, you guys have been one of the premier cheerleading squads in the league for a long time. Now, I want to say, let's talk game day. We know the players and the coaches, they are tense and look, they're ready to storm the field on game day. What's a game day like for you and the rest of the Saintations?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this may sound cliche, but it is so true. The Saints have the best fans in the NFL. You can feel everyone's excitement on game day before you even enter the dome. I mean, we just have greeters who are excited about the game. So that's first of all. You know, what's awesome is because we get to rotate different end zones throughout the field, we have like 4 or 5 lines and we always rotate. We familiarize ourselves with the fans in the audience. So we're able to make friends with the fans in the audience. They are familiar with our face, scream our names, we're smiling and performing for them. It's so much fun. And you described something that's one of my favorite parts on game day when we call it player intro. And that's a whole routine in itself when the players run out. It's so much fun. So after we do our pregame show, we run off the field to the other side where the Saints come in, and we kind of wait under this overhang. And then the Saints players come in behind us, and of course they're riled up and excited, and you can feel their excitement. You can hear the fans, and then all of a sudden the lights go out, and then we run out with, I can't think of the name, but there are these machines that blow smoke, so we run through that and get in our positions, and then every time a Saints player comes out, we have a certain routine that we do for them to present them, and you can feel the excitement. I mean, it's just indescribable. It's amazing, but that's one of my favorite parts, the thing that you talked about. We call it player intro.
Awesome to hear. Now, we know that the NFL is built upon tradition and owners and families mm-hmm. having a unique connection to the organizations. I know you've only been a Saintation for a short period of time, and I know you didn't have the opportunity to meet Tom Benson, but have you had an opportunity to meet Gail Benson and the rest of the Benson family, have some type of interaction with them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we do things outside of game days called appearances. And appearances are when the Saints organization will book us for an event throughout the city, which I love to do also. So 2 times I got to meet Gail Benson. One time it was at one event, a Hall of Fame event, and then another event was actually a community service event. And both times she was just so classy and nice and sweet. Even Drew Brees, I remember, it's a funny story. His kids will come a lot of times and like eat. So there's a cafeteria in front of the indoor facility. And a lot of times his kids and his wife will be there, you know, probably coming from school and just, you know, stopping by to say hey or things like that. And I remember, Drew Brees was practicing, of course, because we were about to take the field practicing and being an amazing leader. And I remember one of his kids lost the shoe, and he was coming to us asking if we could help him find the shoe, or, like, you know, if we see a shoe, let him know. He introduced himself. to all of us. His wife did as well. I mean, you can tell that the Saints organization is a family, and everyone is really, really nice. So, yeah, definitely Gail Benson is a sweetheart. And the interactions that we've always had with Drew Brees is always super professional, super nice, very, very caring.
You mentioned about the New Orleans Saints fans being some of the best in the National Football League. You've got diehard fan bases in Philadelphia, Chicago, New York City, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Dallas, just to name a few. But what makes New Orleans fans so unique from any other fans in the league?
You know what I think? I think it's from a cultural standpoint. So we're in the South, and I think from a hospitality standpoint, we just love on each other a lot. And definitely after Katrina happened, I think New Orleans just wanted something to unite us and feel as one. And that definitely took our fan base to an entirely different level. But it's just so enveloped in the culture. Like, we'll even wear Saints jerseys to Mardi Gras parades or even to Pelicans games. We just really love the team. We love the coach. And we even see that the teammates adopt our culture. It's just a family, and I think it just speaks to how amazing New Orleans is, and that's why I love this city so much.
When I think about NFL cheerleaders, I think about the Raiderettes. I also think about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. There's the flight crew with the New York Jets. And, you know, there's a ton of other cheerleading crews. But what sets the Saint Sations apart from those other cheerleading squads?
You know, what I would say is that we are, and not taking away from any of the other teams, but what I can speak for our organization is that we are super intelligent and professional. All of us have amazing careers and really just feed off of each other, and we're really and truly a family. And that's something that attracted me to specifically the Saint Sations. I know that our fan base is awesome. I know that the organization is a family, and it definitely feels like a family, and it feels like, you know, they care about us and have our backs, and they want to hear what we have to say about all sorts of things and want to incorporate us into things all the time. But I also love that everyone on the team is a professional in their own right and very intelligent and passionate about other things. And I think there's a bad misconception about NFL cheerleaders, but I think we do an exceptional job at dispelling that because we are all heavily involved in the community or at our jobs or exceeding in careers. We have someone in medical school on our team. We have someone who just retired who is finishing up law school. So we have some really amazing men and women on this team who care about New Orleans and care about, you know, their professional lives and are holistically just overall good people who are also amazingly talented dancers. And I think that's what I find so different about the Saint Sations.
That's wonderful to hear. I want to ask you about, you know, we hear a lot of, at times, horror stories about former NFL cheerleaders, and that
yeah.
the pay was not the best and the treatment was horrible. And I know you don't have to dispel this information if you want to, but if you're contractually obligated, you don't have to do so. But I want to ask you just, what's the pay like as being a member of the Saint Sations, not just in terms of you and the rest of your squad cheering on game day, but more importantly with personal appearances and endorsements and things of that nature?
Yeah, man. So what I will say, another thing that really separates us from other teams is that we get paid for everything. Now, we aren't getting paid like the NFL players, you know. I wish we were, because we do so much, and I think there's always room, you know, to get paid more. But what I will say is every time we put on that uniform, we get paid. Every time we have a group practice, we get paid. Every time we have to go to the dome super early to prepare for the games, we get paid for that entire day. And that is a huge blessing, because I know a lot of teams don't have that. And, that's another reason why I chose to be on Saint Sations. I definitely did extensive research, and I found that the Saints organization really has our backs and are open to things all the time and really want to make sure we're treated fairly. And I really do appreciate that. And it's unfortunate that some other teams have different experiences, you know, but thank God, you know, this particular team cares and wants to fairly pay us every time we put on the uniform because we do a lot of work. So whether it be appearances or just at our group practices, you know, we get paid for all of that, which is really nice.
Good to hear. Good to hear that you're, the organization is taking really good care of you guys. Now, speaking of, you're currently doing your thing in the athletic world, but even more importantly, you are highly educated. You earned your master's degree in business administration and MBA from Tulane University's Freeman School of Business, and you're in a bachelor's degree in chemistry from Southern Methodist University. And after graduation, it says you worked as a cosmetic chemist for a top chemical manufacturing company, so you definitely have your credentials. And also, you're an entrepreneur. You have a company called Van Cosmetics. Tell the listeners out there a little bit about your business.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I've always wanted to be a cosmetic chemist. And what's funny is I started off only dancing, and then I found out about cosmetic chemistry, and then I tried to merge the two worlds together, which thank God it all worked out. But, so I have a company called Vine Cosmetics. We do hair care, skin care, male grooming products, and then I also do custom formulas. So I work with companies around the country. I work with small businesses, even a lot of stay-at-home mom and dads who have a passion for starting some type of cosmetic line, whether it be hair care or skin care, and then I help them with their formula, help their business, and get them in contact with a manufacturer so they can create it in bulk. And I love it. It allows me to be very creative and, you know, use my other side of my brain and just help other people start businesses. I think it's really important, which is why I'm also passionate about teaching business classes as well. So I try to encourage as many people as possible to go into business for themselves or at least find, you know, what they're passionate about so they can have another stream of income, which is very important, especially in a pandemic, right?
Yeah, indeed, it is important to have your own business. Pandemic, no pandemic, it's important to have that other stream of streams of income. I want to stay with your company, Van Cosmetics. Now, again, it says that you worked as a cosmetic chemist briefly. How does your college education fit into what you do with your own company, just in terms of what is it like with testing formulas or coming up with mm-hmm. concepts to develop your products?
Yeah, so my chemistry degree is definitely the foundation of what I do now. So when I was in college, cosmetic science wasn't really a clear path as much as it is now. It's kind of a new path that people have created. So I had to be very creative and figure out even how to get to, you know, this point now. But, you know, it's all chemistry. So a lot of people had never even heard of that side of the industry. So the people who make, you know, your hair care products, your toothpaste, your deodorants, you know, whatever you shampoo your body with or body wash, all of those people are scientists who work in a lab and create these products for you. You know, they have to go through testing and regulation, making sure preservatives are right, your formula stabilized. So definitely chemistry just gave me the confidence and knowledge to go into that path. And then, you know, luckily I was already in Dallas because of SMU, so I was able to work with some really heavy hitters in the cosmetic industry and learned a lot about formulas. And then I got promoted to sales and moved to California. And then I was over like 300 accounts. And a lot of people were encouraging me to make formulas for them anyway, because it allowed me to sell them more ingredients from my company. And then, not my personal company. You know, if these people are trusting me to create these formulas, then maybe I should look into that. And then I said, you know what, let me get my MBA, got my MBA, started my company, my own company simultaneously. And then I said, okay, all of that is set. So now I have time to really pursue dance and add that on too. And that's how Sensations came about.
Awesome. I'm looking at the products here for Van Cosmetics, and this is really, as you put on your website and what you discussed, it's all natural with hair care, skin care, and apparel. Who decides, do you decide what ingredients go into some of the products? I'm looking here, you have such as a calming aftershave lotion, there's a cooling mint beard wash, there's also hair hydrating rich hair cream, and there's also a coconut curl defining cream and other types of products. Who decides which product, do you decide which products what ingredients goes into these products?
Yeah, I do. So what I found was that it's a term called going natural, and it's something that African-American women say when they decide to grow out a relaxer and just want to wear their hair naturally curly. And it really was a decision rooted in dance when I started studying, you know, Elvin Ailey and the Debbie Allen Dance Company. I was just so enamored with the black dancers wearing their natural curls. And I said, you know, I want to go after that. So, you know, figuring out who makes these products, I found that a lot of people who make these products, you know, for my hair type and texture didn't look like me. So then I thought, well, how do they know what I need and what I don't need? You know, who's testing these products? Who's signing this off? And that's how the company came about. And yeah, I did a lot of research on figuring out what, you know, would be a better ingredient to choose from versus a cheaper route. I just had a conversation with a potential account the other day, and I told her, you know, the idea of all natural or something causing cancer, sometimes those could be buzzwords. But what I love to say is that maybe you can decide a better ingredient than something else. So instead of mineral oil, that's kind of like a cheaper ingredient, you can say, you know, instead of that, I might use, you know, coconut oil or extra virgin olive oil or even glycerin. That's really good. You know, that'll be a little more nourishing for my curls versus, you know, a cheaper oil, but nothing necessarily causing, you know, cancer or anything like that. So that kind of was my approach when formulating these products. But yeah, everything that's on that website came from my brain, and I did extensive research on what I wanted in it, what I didn't want in it, and, you know, that was the final result.
Awesome. And again, your products are great. Now you have products available, not just for women, but also men as well. And that's wonderful. Again, you have hair care, skin care, and also you have apparel as well. So that's wonderful what you're doing. And again, Javon, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. You're welcome anytime. So before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, whether it be your handlings as well as Van Cosmetics and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. And before I go, I just want to say thank you so much for the invite. I'm definitely honored and appreciative. You did extensive research, and all of your questions were amazing, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. My name is Javon Davis, so it's spelled G-A-V as in Victor, A-N-N-E, last name Davis, and that is the Instagram handle, Twitter handle, Facebook handle. My company is Van Cosmetics, V-A-N-N, just like my name, but V-A-N-N, Cosmetics, and all of that is the same for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook as well. The website is www.vanncosmetics.com, V-A-N-N, cosmetics.com, and we're actually updating the website, so it'll have a new look in probably a day or two. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, and again, that's Von. I stand corrected, vanncosmetics.com.
Oh.
Check her company out on the web. Again, it's vanncosmetics.com, and also check out Javon Davis on the various social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and also Facebook, wherever she's available. So again, you heard it from her. She is Javon Davis. She is a member of the NFL's New Orleans Saints cheerleading squad, known as the Saintations, and giving us her 411 and on her entrepreneurial endeavors and Von Cosmetics. Check it out. Javon, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Definitely. I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule. We'll be back with more right after this.
I believe.
thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors. Nice, right?
Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear from me, four-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, on the Data Brilliant podcast from data leaders Click. I talked to Click's Joe Dos Santos about the role of data in my running career and in my business today as I help prepare future athletes. Tune in to hear us as we discuss the psychological and personal qualities needed to be a champion and how data can help you recognize what it takes to win. Search Data Brilliant on your preferred podcast platform to listen now.
5/92 180/111
182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party...
Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do y'all want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know. Organa-da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. A big special thank you to Javon Davis. She is a member of the Saint Sations. That's the New Orleans Saints cheerleading squad. Also giving us the great information about her website, her business, Vaughn Cosmetics. Check it out at VaughnCosmetics.com. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
I'm a change in this repeating show. The Saints are going to the playoffs. Stop you, I'm
all the Saints, all the way. The Saints go all the way.
Oh, I believe.
All the Saints, all the way.
Oh, I believe.
The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.